You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
A very, very important part of the Otago Regional Council machine. We have Amanda Verico here from the Otago Regional Council here to talk about the importance of voting in the 2025 local government elections. Good morning to you, Amanda. How are we?
Very good.
I'm very, very happy to hear, man. I'm very happy to hear you. You had a great holiday in Hanmer Springs recently.
Yes, I did indeed.
Mm-hmm. And the springs are springing?
Yep. No, the springs were very warm in the snow, which was lovely.
Lovely. Fantastic. Now, let's talk about the local elections that are happening right before our very eyes. They close on the 11th, correct?
Correct.
16 mayoral candidates. Are we spoiled for choice?
We are indeed spoilt for choice in Aotearoa. We've also got some really good mayoral candidacies across Otago. Mm-hmm. You know, Queenstown, CODC, Clutha, Waitaki. Mm-hmm. In fact, those Waitaki, Clutha, and CODC have all got mayors standing down after been in place for quite a long time. So yeah, no, the Otago region is spoilt for mayoralty choices.
That's awesome. It seems like local politicians are far more in it for the love of this city than other types of politicians. I mean, Wayne Brown in Auckland has said if he gets in for a second time, he's going to step down eventually in a second term because he's like getting in his 80s. You've mentioned some people in Central Otago who are stepping down because they're just time's up, you know?
Yeah, well, I think the Otago, the really long-serving mayors, some of them have been three-term, four-term mayors. So they've served incredible their communities incredibly well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, now time for change.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Have you noticed an uptick in like candidate hoarding or advertising over the past few election cycles? I can think of a few candidates who I've seen literally in every kind of medium, print, digital, buses, posters, everywhere.
Yeah. Look, I couldn't tell you technically whether there's been an increase in that kind of advertising, but certainly there is a lot of advertising around Dunedin. The areas where hoardings are allowed are bursting at the seams with, mm-hmm. with election hoardings. Like you say, we've got back buses. What struck me this election has been like on the ODT, the digital ads and digital advertising. Mm-hmm. So when you log, you know, when you go to the ODT online, you get a full
your blaster.
full digital ad.
All those pixels, eh?
Yeah. So no, there's certainly been a lot, which is great. It shows that, you know, and I think even in advertorials, I think is what they're called, where I gather it's paid space, but it looks a little bit like an article when you click on it, and then the candidate's got a bit of an opinion piece. There's certainly a lot. But I've also noticed a huge amount of community engagement in terms of hosting candidate evenings, in terms of online engagement. The other thing that's, I think, been new this election, well, perhaps not new, but I've noticed this election, is candidates themselves just organising coffees or drop-ins, yeah. Or, hey, meet me at this cafe at 3 o'clock, or, mm-hmm. or there's one group who've hired, you know, who've got a space, come and talk to us. Like, mm-hmm. Candidates are wanting that face-to-face engagement, yeah. And the opportunity to ask questions, which is really cool.
Yeah, totally. I've seen two candidates just walk around Dunedin holding signs with some people. You know, that's cool. They're getting out in the open.
Yeah. And I think it gives voters the opportunity to actually talk to these people, go beyond print and see who they are, what they stand for, mm-hmm. you know, how they interact with the public, who they're representing, which is great.
Completely. And speaking of hoardings, as you mentioned before, when you come in to Aotearoa from State Highway 1, coming in from the north area, and you go through the sort of Pine Hill section of the road, and there's just like a row of dozens of hoardings. It's impeccable. Correct. It's such an incredible amount of hoardings.
Yes, that's correct. Same going out of, you know, if you're going up the Southern Motorway, just through Caversham, there's a huge area.
A smorgasbord,
where
really.
A smorgasbord of them. And then I think actually driving around Otago, you know, there's a lot of signage around, people putting their signage up, and you know, even out. Because Aotearoa extends up to Karatane and Waikouaiti, there's signage up there as well. So
cool.
Yeah,
cool. Now, according to RNZ, early reports say that there have already been 600,000 votes cast. That is of the 4th of October. Compared to last election cycle, where 10 days out, the number was 350,000 votes. Local Government NZ Interim Chief Executive Scott Nicklin says it has the potential to improve voter turnout. Are y'all at the ORC optimistic we'll see higher numbers in Aotearoa?
Yeah, look, it's great to see the data from Local Government New Zealand about the increase in votes and where we are today. I think looking around Otago, voting is largely, it's a, in some places a little bit ahead of where it was last elections, but it's pretty on par. So last, you know, generally in Otago we're around mid 40% voter turnout. Not sure I'm seeing anything too different at the moment, but it's the last week and we're hoping for a really big push. And like I say, when you've got really good mayoral races, you know, that increases votes for everyone else. So hope we're, you know, Otago Regional Council, I'm hoping that people do vote, you know, they vote for the mayor, they vote for their councillors, community board if they've got one, and then regional council, which is really important.
Now, a line I've heard about the difference between local versus national elections is that in national elections it's the taxpayer voting, and in local ones it's the ratepayers. This seems to have rung true for Ōtautahi Christchurch, where in a recent article for The Press, reporter Sinead Gill notes that a substantive distinction between wards with high or low voter turnout was the rate of home ownership. What message do you think we can tell renters or boarders or whoever that it's important to vote regardless of, you know, if you own a property?
Yeah, look, I think you're paying regardless of whether you own the property. So if you're paying rent, your rent will be contributing to rates. So you will not, you may not receive the rates bill in the mail and get that direct connection with your local government authorities. But I think it's guaranteed your rent will be going towards those rates bills. And the services that you use as a renter or a boarder are the same as homeowners. So, you know, you still, you know, from a TA perspective, you still flush your toilet and turn on the water and get your rubbish taken away. from a regional council perspective, you know, particularly thinking of our student population, you live in an area with the Leith running through it. So the Leith flood protection scheme is run by the regional council. So if that scheme wasn't there, the big rains come in, you know, this whole area floods, so you benefit from that. Public transport is regional council provided, even though you might not be paying a rates bill, you are benefiting and using, hopefully, using public transport. Air quality, you know, if you go out hiking and tramping in the weekends, you know, that biodiversity and flora and fauna protection, they're all regional council services that you are interacting with, and hopefully you want to say in how they're managed. And that's why it's so important to vote, whether you get a rates bill in the mail or not.
Yeah. Completely. Now, I've heard that there's a few things different about this election. There's an extra candidate for Dunstan, as well as that STV is our voting mechanism. But that's been the voting mechanism for some time, right?
So it has for Otipoti Dunedin. Dunedin City Council has used STV for a while, but for our regional, so for Clutha District Council, for CO Central Otago District Council, Queenstown Lakes District Council and Waitaki District Council, which are all part of the Otago Regional Council area, they all still use First Past the Post.
Right.
So it is, for those voters, it's new. So we've put education brochures in the voting packs and we've been promoting the STV, so the numbers, not the ticks, and hoping that that doesn't impact our voter engagement.
And there's an extra candidate for Dunstan. Is there any particular reason as to why?
That is correct. So every 6 years we, as a local authority, need to look at our population data and our communities of interest and just review how the region is represented. So our council did that this year, well, over last year and this year, and what we saw is a whole lot of population growth in particularly the Upper Lakes, so Queenstown, Wanaka, Hawea, those sort of areas, and not as much population growth in the Dunedin, which meant that Upper Lakes area were underrepresented. So we went through a series of consultations and decision-making processes, and our council felt that keeping the number of councillors at 12 best represented the region, but moving one from Dunedin to Dunstan. So Dunedin's now represented by 5 councillors, and Dunstan is now represented by 4.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Now, when will we know the early results of this election?
Yes, well, it's getting very exciting. The voting closes at 12 o'clock on Saturday. I understand the voting organisation hit the button and start collating results post that. So we will get progress results probably late Saturday afternoon, where we'll be ringing the candidates to let them know those progress results, and then those will be made publicly available. Sunday we'll get provisional results when they've sort of, because what happens is voting closes at 12, but we'll still have boxes of votes in like likes of Dunedin and Queenstown that need to get to Christchurch to be counted. So by Sunday we should have what they call provisional results, and then official results are the Thursday the following week. And that's once all the specials have been counted and all the due diligence and assurance has been done.
Mean. Now, first meeting of the new council, when will that be and what will be their first job?
Yeah, right. So regional councils are a little bit different to our city and district council authorities. Regional Council, our first meeting will be on the 29th of October. And the first job that the council needs to do is actually elect a chair and a deputy chair. So they do that themselves. Unlike the mayor, that is not voted in by the community. So it's a big job for our council to do that at their first meeting. And then that first meeting is very prescribed under the legislation. We also have to do legal briefings and some other administrative activities.
Cool. Just onboarding, yes. As the kids call it.
Yes, yes, correct.
Now, what do people do if their voting papers haven't arrived? I was pretty anxious that mine wouldn't arrive for quite some time. They thankfully did, but I've heard it not happening for some people. So what do people do in that scenario?
Look, yes, special vote is the way to go there. So in Otipoti, the Dunedin City Council is running all the special voting. You can go to the Dunedin City Council centre in the Octagon and they will sort you out.
Mean.
It's probably the clearest instruction, but really, really encourage people, if they haven't received their voting papers, to just head up to the Octagon and get that special vote in.
Mm-hmm. And if people need to learn more about the candidates, you can do so on DCC website, the YouTube for, I think, DCC, and the ODT also have some profiles of different people. Are there any places people can find more about the ORC, the regional candidates?
Yes, so the regional council candidates for the Dunedin constituency are also available on the ORC website.
Mm-hmm.
But also when you go in to do your special vote, there is a voter profile booklet which outlines all the profiles of all the different candidates, so you can have a look through that.
Mean. Is there any... anything else you need to cover? I think that's kind of it, eh?
Yeah, no, I think we've covered it. It's just that strong encouragement to vote.
Yeah, as everyone should. It is your God-given right as a citizen of New Zealand. And there's some people in the world who don't have access to it, so make use of it while you can. Not saying that I'm foreboding anything, foreshadowing anything. No, thank you for your time and coming on, Amanda. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners?
No, just thank you. Thank you for making time for us to come on today. It's always a pleasure to come in and chat. And one last message, just really encourage everyone to get out and vote.
Completely agree with that. Awesome. Thank you so much for your time and coming on the program. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. All right, folks. That was Amanda Verica from the Otago Regional Council coming through to emphasize the importance of the local election, which is happening right now.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.